It's okay to not enjoy being a mum 100% of the time. I had to remind myself of this fact yesterday because on Saturday I had my daughter with me, who's now a teenager, but I was also babysitting my niece and my nephew, and I was super tired from having a night out the day before and not coming home at a respectable hour of the night so that I could get the rest that I need, because I knew I was going to be babysitting. Now, my niece is 5 and my nephew is 10 and my daughter is 16. So you would think by this stage I would be, savvy enough, smart enough to know what to do to ensure that my day with these kids would go well. And to be honest, it did go well. The only person I needed to kind of keep happy and entertained and busy was my 5-year-old. But yeah, I don't know if it was the sleep deprivation. In fact, I do know it was the sleep deprivation, the tiredness, that contributed to the fact that I just was not in the mood to parent, never mind be an adult. I just wasn't in the mood, and I was in a foul mood. And the day as it progressed, my mood just got worse and worse and worse. And it wasn't because these kids were being particularly naughty or annoying. They were actually just being themselves. I was just irritable and tired and grouchy, and nothing they did made me happy at all, in the slightest. Now, I had to remind myself that just because I'm not enjoying motherhood that day doesn't mean that I don't love my little rascals. And I'm talking about motherhood, even though I was babysitting, because my sister's kids are practically my own as far as I'm concerned. I was there when they were born. I love them dearly. And so I don't look on my time with them as babysitting. I look on my time with them as just an extension of what I already do as a mum. But this day, I wasn't enjoying it at all. I hated being a mum. I was just like, ugh, all the things that I could be doing if they weren't here, like sleeping, watching whatever I want to watch on TV instead of Paw Patrol. The house would be tidy. I was just thinking about the negative. And I really had I had a family function to go to. It wasn't a big deal. It was just like a little get together. And I was contemplating not going because I was tired. But then I thought, you know what? Let me go, because then the kids can see their cousins. They can go and play. There'll be food there. I won't need to cook. And who knows? Just being in the company of others might just, you know, lift my mood. And I was right. I was right. It did lift my mood, and the kids had a great time, and so did I. But then the next day when I came home, you know, the kids had gone home, and my daughter decided to spend the night at the family's house just because she's probably sick of me snapping at her every 30 seconds. And I woke up the next morning to a quiet house, and I missed them. I really missed them. And it was a reminder to me that it's because we don't love every moment of being a mother. In fact, there'll be times when we downright fucking hate it. Doesn't mean we don't love our kids. And it doesn't make us bad parents to acknowledge and to admit that we don't enjoy every moment of parenting or being with our children. And that's okay. Doesn't make you a bad parent. But the one thing you mustn't do in those moments when you are hating it, where you're not happy, is you shouldn't isolate yourself. And you shouldn't limit yourself and berate yourself for not enjoying it, because it's normal. It is normal. So that's just what I wanted to share with you right now. It is okay to not love being a mum 100% of the time. Doesn't mean you don't love your children. It just means that you're actually a human being. And sleep deprivation will add to that. Being tired will add to that feeling of, ugh, I hate this. I just want some peace and quiet. So that's just one gem I wanted to share with you. Don't isolate yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Go out and socialize. And you don't even have to tell those around you that you're feeling shitty about being a mum that day. You don't even have to share your feelings. But just getting out of the house and getting somewhere where the kids can go and have some fun and, you know, be with other children, and where you can be with other people too, give yourself that. Isolating yourself when you're feeling like crap is probably one of the worst things that you can do. And when I say, you know, get out there, it doesn't mean you have to go to a party. It doesn't even mean you have to go somewhere where there's loads of other people. Sometimes it's just nice to do something for yourself. Go to the park, or just go somewhere where your kids can roam freely, play, be exposed to the elements if you like, and just breathe and regroup and remind yourself this is okay. I don't have to love being a mum 100% of the time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.